Now, let's find out what's making news in the US. Thanks to Kia, home of Australia's 7-year warranty.
Richard Arnold, good afternoon. This has been bubbling along for a couple of days now, all this issue with Google and its memo over women on the job. They've now fired a worker who was critical of it.
They have. Silicon Valley's attitudes to women in the workplace very much back in the spotlight. A memo written by a Google employee who has been ousted became public this week, and now we know its author is James Damore, who has just lost his job as a Google engineer. In that 10-page internal memo, Damore argued that biological differences play a role in the shortage of women in tech and leadership positions. He wrote in part, quote, "Men have a higher drive for status, and women, on average, have more neuroticism." This, he said, may contribute to what are some stark numbers in the tech game. Google has a workforce that is 69% male. When it comes to race, their workforce is 56% white, 35% Asian. Just 2% are African-American. So, as a black female engineer, Erica Baker was a rarity in the company. She left after 9 years at Google, where at times she says she felt discriminated against.
Experienced some amount of microaggressions and some major aggressions at Google. And for a long time, I just kind of dealt with it and kind of kept them inside.
Well, the author of the controversial memo, James Damore, also accused Google of trying to silence conservative political views. Now, the situation does not arise in vacuum when it comes to new tech industries, because Uber has been dealing with accusations of sexual harassment. And its one-time CEO, Travis Kalanick, was forced to leave the company recently because of his so-called bad boy management approach. So this is not solely about political tribes. The Damore memo was widely shared, and another ex-employee with Google said that he could not imagine, having read this, that he could assign any female staffers to work with its author, given that he appears to question basic competence. So that's one point of view. Like I say, Google now has sacked James Damore. He says he was told he lost his job for, quote, perpetuating gender stereotypes.
Oh, well, there we go. That'll do me. Cate Blanchett, she's got a new role, a familiar face, one that we all love.
Cate Blanchett, of course, can play just about any role, but can she take on the part of one of the best remembered TV performers ever, Lucille Ball? Probably so. After all, she won the Academy Award for portraying the late great Katharine Hepburn in the Howard Hughes story, The Aviator, this film about Lucille Ball and her often turbulent 20-year marriage with Cuban expat Desi Arnaz, her husband, co-star, business manager, and so on, could be dramatic. The script has been written by Aaron Sorkin, one of the best in the business, who wrote The Social Network and Moneyball and the Steve Jobs movie. So that augurs very well. At the same time, this will be an authorised biopic. The show business couple's children, Lucy and Desi Jr., are co-producing. So it will be fascinating to see their take on their famous parents.
Cannot wait. Richard, thank you. Chat again tomorrow. Richard Arnold in the US.